بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We continue where we stopped at the station of سماع. And the station منزلة السماع, سماع is hearing and listening. There is an Arabic word سماع and استماع. سماع is to hear, hearing. استماع is to actually listen, to go out and listen. To pay attention. Yani when you are in a department store and there is music playing in the background, you can hear it. You're hearing it. There's a difference between then turning on the radio and listening to the music. That's what? Istima'. You want to listen and you're listening. Huh? So there is a difference between sama' and istima'. Here, the Sheikh is talking about both of them in one word, which is manzilat sama'. And he does not mean here the verb, the action of listening on hearing. Here he means what we call in Arabic al-masdar, yani kif, the root of the action of hearing and listening, the root word. Huh? Ism masdar. Like here Ibn al-Qayyim said, like nabat. Nabat is what? Vegetables or whatever grow from the ground, from the earth. That's called nabat. You see? So sama' is just the same thing. It's not yani giving the verb of actual listening. It is when you reach that level and you start having sama' in your life. That's what it means. It's more than a verb. It's when it becomes a character from you that you hear and obey. That's what really means. He said here, Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned some ayat before we go to categorize the station of sama'. He said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْمَعُوا. Fear Allah and listen. And then another ayah, وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Listen and obey. Naam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And if they would say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, it would have been better for them. If they were to say, سَمِعْنَا, we hear and we obey. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in the Quran, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. And give glad tiding to my slaves who listen to the say, and they follow the best of that saying. So they listen. شوف subhanallah. This ayah is a great ayah in the Quran. اتباعُ أحسنِ القول. You, يعني, for example, you hear a lot of speech, heaps of things, but you only choose what you like. That is not اتباعُ أحسنِ القول. أحسنِ القول is to take the best thing is said. When you hear a speech or you're talking to someone, he says a lot of things. Some of it, good, and some of it not really good. So you take always the best, not the bottom. I give you an example. Somebody asked the question. For example, how many rak'ah sunnah? What do I need to pray? He says you have to pray the obligation for rak'ah dhuhr, but the best is to pray 4 before and 2 after. So now you heard 2 things. What is ahsanu? Is to pray 4 before and 2 after. Araf? 4 rak'at is not ahsanu, even though you fulfilled the obligation, but it's not ahsanul qawl. So ahsanul qawl is to do what is better. And that is the bushra for the ones who ahsanul qawl. Huh? Somebody, for example, taking your haq. You could say to him, okay, there is eye for an eye, you take your haq back, or you can forgive. Then I want my haq back. You didn't attabi' ahsanul qawl is to do what? To forgive. Now, he said here, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. And when the Quran is recited, listen to it and listen and insert and be quiet and listen attentively. So these are some of the ayat. Also ayat al-sama'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen here to the ayah. He said, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. And if Allah knew there is good in these people, he will make him hear the
guidance. They are listening to the guidance, but they're not hearing it with their heart, the proper sama'. And this is what he's trying to circle around. He is orbiting around that meaning, this meaning here of all of you will become a listener. And that's in English. You said to someone, listen to me. He says, I'm all ears. And you're not all ears. You have only two ears. But what happened is all of you is reacting and indulging with what this person is saying. You see here, and that's why, for example, another ayah, Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the disbelievers said, لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, and do not listen, do not have sama' to this Qur'an, and وَالْغَوْ, يعني, وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ, cause commotion, dispute in it, talk, and لَغُو, you know, idle talk, عرفت, do لَغُو, so you can turn the people away from the Qur'an. يقول ابن القيم, so far, رحمه الله, يقول فالسماع أصل العقل وأساس الإيمان. He said, السماع is the principle of the intellect and the foundation of إيمان, that you build إيمان on it. Because he is the minister of إيمان. Because the information, we haven't seen Allah, remember? And today we haven't seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how did we believe? سَمَاعُ الْخَبَرُ, you heard and you obeyed. So, why? Because the deen, we took it from where? From سَمَاعُ. We didn't take it from visualizing or seeing. We took it from سَمَاعُ. And since we've taken it from سَمَاعُ, this is what it is. Naam, so it becomes أَصْلُ الْعَقْلِ. The intellect, al-aql, is based on what? يعني, when he said أَصْلُ الْعَقْلِ, يعني, let me give you an example. How do you distinguish someone عَاقِل from someone not عَاقِل? The عَاقِل doesn't believe everything he hears unless he weighs it with his brains, with his intellect. Foolish, anything he hears, he believes. The foolish person, whatever he hears, he believes. Rumors. That's where you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized a lot. What did he say in Surah Al-Hujurat? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ash? In ja'akum fasiqun binaba' fatabayyanu. When a fasiq comes to you with news, so confirm it. The person has intellect, he's able to weigh it. Kaman, he said, إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْم. Some assumption is a sin. So you have to present it to your intellect. And once you present it to your intellect will weigh it and say, okay, this is good or this is not good. He said, وحقيقة السماع تنبيه القلب على معاني المسموع. And here he's talking, the reality of sama, this station here, the reality of it is to tanbih, to alert the heart towards the reality and the meanings of what you are hearing. So when you listen, akhi, pay attention. When you listen, things affect you in different ways. What you listen can affect your intellect, meaning your intellect is working. Your heart is a recipient to what you're listening. Your desires are alerted by you listening. Sure or not? So everything works according to what you're listening to and what you are hearing. And that is the point. For example, when you hear, you're at a lecture or listening, it's supposed to talk. Let's say you're talking mathematics. It's not talking to your heart. It's talking to your brains. But your heart gets affected if you love the subject. Like the more you learn, you get emotional. You want to learn more, and your senses of discovery get alerted. And that's why I said to you before, there is a sweetness of knowledge by discovering and learning It's far sweeter than any drug. Only an intellectual will understand it. You have to be very, yani, highly intellectual, that once you discover and learn something new, there is exhilaration inside of you, excitement, ecstasy, you feel it. Even drugs won't give you this. When you, wow, you know, you just, oh man, this is exciting. So this comes, this desire is alerted by the brains by discovering new knowledge or something new. There are things can go straight to your heart, like music. And it awakens desires. Here it depends on your heart. If the heart is full of Quran and Iman, then that it doesn't awake that desire. Only the Quran will awake this emotional sensation inside your heart. There is also, for example, as the Prophet ﷺ, yani, said in the hadith, that the ear can make zina. True? There is a speech that a girl will talk, or a boy will talk, boy talks to a girl, or she talks to him normally, and there is a speech where he changes his tone. What he's trying to do to attract the other sex, or what she's trying to do to attract. So when he or she hears this speech, it affects the heart. So the heart yamil. You with me? Your heart start to turn. So it awakens desire and emotions. So that is why a sama' become very important. And because of sama', you cannot filter it, you cannot lower your gaze. Fahim? The gaze, you can lower it. But sama', your hearing, you can't lower it. You can't do anything about it, really. Araft? You see? So what can you do? This is where it comes to the filter, which is the heart. Araft? And that's why the ulama says, for example, why would they forbid a beginner to sit with Ahlul Bid'ah and learn from them, for example, or read or learn, for example, things that could corrupt their understanding? Because in the beginning, a shubha, misconception, could settle in the brain. He cannot repel it and sits until it causes a person extreme problem in his head, where he cannot repel this misconception and he start founding stuff on it. That is why, ikhwani, as-sama' is an important element in your life. So, but here he's talking about a specific type of sama', a sama' that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is it, Ibn al-Qayyim? يقول رحمه الله قال تنبيه القلب على معاني المسموع, is to alert your heart, but not isolated from your brains, but because your heart, you're trying to clean your heart, so your brain can think in the right way and bring you closer to Allah, you on the meaning of al-masmu'. Araft? He said, تحريكه عنها, he will move it عنها, to, يعني, towards it, طلباً, to seek, وهرباً, and to escape and run away, if it is a warning, you see, to run away from the warning by obeying, وحباً, and love, وبغضاً, and hate, to hate what? The sin, and so on and so forth. Naam. So he would follow this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَأَصْحَابُ السَّمَاعِ, he said, and the people who reach the level of sama', and we're not talking this level, he said, usually who listen. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْمَعُ بِطَبْعِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ وَهَوَاهِ فَهَذَا حَظُّهُ مِنْ مَسْمُوعِهِ مَا وَافَقَ طَبْعَهُ. He said, and وَأَصْحَابُ السَّمَاعِ, some of them, they only listen to what comes according to their nafs and whims and desires. So this share, his share is from what he hears, yani selective hearing, is what comes according to his what? To his whims and desires. He has what? Selective hearing. He hears this, but he does not listen to that because he has a problem of selective hearing. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْمَعُ بِحَالِهِ وَإِيمَانِهِ وَمَعْرِفَتِهِ وَعَقْلِهِ فَهَذَا يُفْتَحْ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَسْمُوعِ بِحَسْبِ اسْتِعْدَادِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ وَمَادَّتِهِ. هذا, he said here, مَنْ يَسْمَعُ, with all his hal, with all his state, with all his iman and knowledge and intellect. And this person who's like that, the door of al-masmu', or what he can hear, comes to him according to his power and intellectual power and the material. Yani kif? Yani, I'll tell you something. You have strong intellect, strong iman. You're a person of deen, of knowledge. You heard a lecture, me and this person X, who has all this strength, and a brother who's average. He's listening to a khutbah. One walks out of the khutbah and says, MashaAllah, what a beautiful khutbah. The other one says, what a thesis. You do not understand. This guy just destroyed the deen. How two people walked out? Both sincere. But one was able to connect dots. And the other one did not have the intellectual ability to connect those dots. So took understood everything superficially, and the other one understood level two. There is the level one, what you see right in front, and there is level two. And there is level three also. And level three is what is not said could be a problem. It's not what is said, it's what is not said and should have been said. Fahamt? So there is one. You say, MashaAllah, look what he said. It's just so beautiful. The second level, really, he says, hang on. If you connect these dots, this guy is whooped. It's really bad khutbah. There is a third level. Someone says, yeah, I agree with you, but there is something more important. Is what he did not say as solution to this problem. He might create a bigger problem. So this is here, Ibn al-Qayyim said, according to your strength and power in your listening and your understanding and all of this, you are able to listen to things from the same speech that others did not hear. The third one, he said, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْمَعُ بِاللَّهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِغَيْرِهِ. So one of them, and this is beautiful, he said, he hears by Allah and he does not hear by other than Allah. And this is the hadith of what? Hadith, Al-Qudsi, فَبِي يَسْمَعُ وَبِي يُبُصِرُ. In me, he listens, and in me, he sees. This is when you become Abd Rabbani. You only hear what Allah wants you to hear. So what does it mean, you only hear what Allah wants you to hear? Yani you can able easily to whatever you didn't like without affecting your hard drive, or leave traces into your hard drive, you put it in a trash bin. You delete it from your desktop straight away, easily, and you don't find traces to it in your hard drive anymore. You see, it's gone. It's only what pleases Allah remains in your heart, in your intellect, and whatever displeases Allah, you just deleted it straight away as if it didn't exist. Who can do that? Nobody, really, seriously. How many of us, let's give another example. How many of us can sit? I spoke ill of Saad. And somebody told you, Saad Abu Adnan spoke in ill of you. You want to listen to the recording? And he listened to it. So, Saad, something stuck in his heart. And he can't take it away. Even if I come and I seek his forgiveness, you cannot take that away from him. But man yasma'u billah, he's able to go into the depth of his hard drive, into the depth of his heart, remove it as if it didn't exist. That's ajib. Tayyib. We move now to darajat al-sama'. We move now to the core of what al-Harawi said, rahimahullah. He said, qala sahibu al-manazil, السَّمَاعُ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ دَرَجَاتِ. Of course, you know always, Al-Harawi rahimahullah, he divides things into three levels. عَامَّ خَاصَّ وَخَاصَّةَ الْخَاصَّ. Let's start with the عَامَّ. He said, سَمَاعُ الْعَامَّ. Do I need to translate? يعني the general, the public, the layman. وَهُوَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءُ. Three points. إِجَابَةُ زَجْرِ الْوَعِيدِ رَغْبَةً. وإجابة دعوة الوعد جهدا وبلوغ مشاهدة المنة استبصارا. Let me translate. He said, إجابة زجر الوعيد رغبة. To answer. زجر الوعيد. زجر الوعيد. The زجر is the warning of the threat. A zajr is what? Zajr when I tell you, don't do this. Huh? When you slap the little kid on his hand, no, don't touch. Puts his hand on the phone. That's called zajr. Zajrul wa'id. The zajr of wa'id. Raghbatan. Ya'ni, it's not only fear. You turn, al-wa'id is the threat, which is when Allah threatened the evil people, the people who practice evil and do sin, he threatened them with punishment. So, you answer the call of zajr. Yani when you listen to it, you answer the call of zajr, raghbatan, yani full of obedience, full of desire to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that you're scared, you say, Ya Allah, because you're threatened that if I do this sin, you're going to punish me. Ya Allah, I'm going, because I love you, I'm going to stay away from this. You see? And that is what he's saying, which is what? In reality, it is a total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what levels al-khawf wal-raja'. Yani, we all understand al-khawf, fear, raja', hope. When you hear the threat of Allah, surely you fear. But you also have, by abandoning the haram, you'll have the level of hope, not only fear. You like the hope always override. You say, Ya Allah, because I hope for your Jannah, I'm abstaining from this haram. I'm abstaining from this sin. Here he said, Rahimahullah, he said, وَإِجَابَةُ دَعْوَةِ الْوَعْدِ جَهْدًا. When you listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is calling you. There are two umams, Ummat al-da'wah wa Ummat al-istijaba. Ummat al-da'wah whom? The non-Muslims that you're trying to bring him to Islam. Wa Ummat al-ijaba is us, the one who answered the call of Allah. Here he's talking to Ummat al-ijaba. You answered the call of Allah, but you have to have another degree. What is the degree? He said, وَإِجَابَةُ دَعْوَةِ الْوَعْدِ جَهْدًا. Meaning, Allah promised you Jannah. Allah promised you beautiful things in the hereafter. So you answer that promise. You seek that promise. Jahad, jahada, which is to exert all efforts in obeying the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first, you have hope that you can stay away from Jahannam. The second one, you exert all effort to obey Allah. وَبُلُوغُ مُشَاهَدَةِ الْمِنَّةِ اسْتِبْصَارًا. The third one, بُلُوغُ مُشَاهَدَةِ الْمِنَّةِ اسْتِبْصَارًا. This is just a bit hard to translate, so bear with me. He said, فَهُوَ يعني بُلُوغ مشاهدة المنة استبصارا. You reach witnessing the favor of Allah with insight. You witness the minna, the favor of Allah upon you with insight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They're showing you gratitude, Ya Muhammad, that they become Muslim. Who? The Bedouin Arabs. He said, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Do not show me gratitude that you have accepted Islam. Do not tell me, you know what is minnah? Oh, alhamdulillah, we become Muslim. What more do you want? That's minnah. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. But Allah, you should be grateful for that He guided you to Islam. So what He's saying here, He's saying, is the sami' when you listen, you pay attention, And you are alerted that all the good that you have received, it's a minnah of Allah upon you. It's a grace from Allah upon you. So you show gratitude to Allah. So istibsaran, but with insight. Keep with insight. The Salaf, some of the Salaf, they said, our predecessors, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, لا تدري أي النعمتين أفضل عليك. لا تدري أي النعمتين عليك أفضل. O son of Adam, you do not know which of the two blessings are good for you. نعمته فيما أعطاك أو نعمته فيما زوى عنك. You don't know which is one. His blessing that he's given you or his blessing that he's withheld from you. Sometimes there are things withheld from you. You're prevented from, they are a blessing for you. But you don't understand that because you don't have that basir. Maybe if you had them, you wouldn't be sitting here learning. You'll be busy with it. You always wanted a PlayStation, huh? The latest PlayStation. But if you had it, you won't be here. There are ni'mah that Allah given you. You don't know the value of this ni'mah. So here istibsaran, it's very important for you when you completely surrender and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that whatever comes to you is khair from Allah no matter what it is. Araf? Because if He was giving you what you wanted, it would not be good for you. And if He was to prevent you from what you wanted, maybe command is not good for you. So you don't know what is the khair, how good is the khair. So that is why if you have basira, you always thank Allah for what you have. Always thank Allah. Be content. Araf? Here he said, he narrated عن عمر رضي الله عنه قال لا أبالي على أي حال أصبحت أو أمسيت. I don't care, Umar radiallahu anhu, on which status that أصبحت I wake up on in the morning or I sleep up on at night. إن كان الغنى فإن فيه لش إن فيه للشكر. If Allah gave me wealth, then indeed it is to thank Allah. وإن كان فقر فإن فيه الصبر. And if it is poorness, then it is indeed in it is patience. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he looked in the ni'mah, money came to you. So what is the ibadah here? You seek from this ni'mah is to thank Allah. And if you are in a calamity, then there is another ibadah that is required from you, which is what? Sabr, patience. You see? So he looked at, he said, I don't care what's going to happen to me tomorrow. If it's a blessing, Allah going to send it my way, then I'm going to worship Allah through thanking Him. And if it's a calamity going to come down on my head, then it's a mean for sabr. So I'm implementing another ibadah. You see, so kullu halil mu'mini khair. You are always in khair. You know, whatever you do, there is Allah open door of opportunity to ibadah. Allah opened doors of opportunity for ibadah. Every door, you have to look at everything that happens to you as a door, opportunity for you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can't see it, then you don't have the istibsar. Sama'ul khassa, the sama' of the specifics. وقال بعض السلف, some of our predecessors said, نعمته فيما زوى عني من الدنيا أعظم من نعمته فيما بسط لي منها. إني رأيته أعطاها قوما فاغتروا. He said, بعض السلف, he said, the blessing of Allah that he زوى, he took away, he curved away from me. From the dunya is greater from the ni'mah that he gave me. So what he did not give you is a greater ni'mah from what he has given you. They said, we have seen some people, they were given this ni'mah, they become full of pride and arrogant and neglected their deen. How can you be sad or depressed or have any anxieties if you look at the negative as positive? If you look at the downturn as upturn. Wallahi, you cannot, you cannot be defeated by sorrow. You cannot be defeated by despise, or you're just always happy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But who can do that? This is the Amma, Habibi. We haven't started the Khassa. The Amma, if we haven't, wallahi, we haven't reached either level of Amma. If we go through the lecture so far and we look at just the first level, Al Amma, Al Amma, Al Amma, then what will happen? We'll find ourselves not even Amma. Amma are the beginners in the deen. He says, وَسَمَاعُ الْخَاصَّةِ, and the hearing of the خَاصَّةِ, وَسَمَاعُ الْخَاصَّةِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءِ, شُهُودُ الْمَقْصُودِ فِي كُلِّ رَمْزٍ, وَالْوُقُوفُ عَلَى الْغَايَةِ فِي كُلِّ حِينٍ, وَالْخَلَاصُ مِنَ التَّلَذُّذِ بِالتَّفَرُّقِ. طيب, I'll translate. سماع شهود المقصود, to witness what is intended in every رمز. Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَالْمَقْصُودُ فِي كُلِّ رَمْزٍ, in every sign, yeah. In every sign, in every milestone, in every sign. He said, وَالْمَقْصُودُ فِي كُلِّ رَمْزٍ هُوَ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. And the one who he intend, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْمَسْمُوعَ كُلَّهُ يُعْرَفُ بِهِ وَبِصِفَاتِهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ وَأَحْكَامِهِ وَوَعْدِهِ وَوَعِيدِهِ وَأَمْرِهِ وَنَهْيِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ وَهَذَا الشُّهُودُ يُنَالُ بِالسَّمَاعِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَفِي اللَّهِ وَمِنَ اللَّهِ اللَّهِ عِنَّا. طيب, he said, المقصود, what is intended في كل رمز, يعني to witness the aim of Allah, or to witness the aim in every sign, يعني to witness the aim of Allah in everything. And he said, how is that? He said, المسموع, what you hear, is known به, by Allah. By Allah. And whatever you hear is known by Allah through His names and attributes, through His actions and His rulings, through His promise and His threat, order and prohibitions, His justice and His blessings. يعني كيف so far? Meaning everything you hear, if it's khair, it's from Allah. If it's not khair, it's a test from Allah. Araft? Whatever you hear, any news, someone got destroyed, maybe it's from the justice of Allah. Then you start to reflect. It's from the... So you return everything you hear to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, وَهَذَا الشُّهُودِ. And this, when you witness this, when you witness the objectives of the actions of Allah on this earth in His creation, it returned to يُنَالُوَ بِالسَّمَاعِ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَفِي اللَّهِ وَمِنَ اللَّهِ. يعني let me translate. السَّمَاعِ وَهَذَا الشُّهُودِ. You only attain it when you hear by Allah. كيف يعني? What does it mean, we hear by Allah? He said, by Allah and with Allah, or by Allah and with Allah and in Allah and from Allah. How? By Allah, here he said, فَأَنَّ لَا يُسْمَعُ وَفِيهِ بَقِيَّةٌ مِّن لَا يَسْمَعُ وَفِيهِ بَقِيَّةٌ مِّن نَفْسِهِ. He said, by Allah, meaning you only hear, when you hear, you have nothing for your nafs. And if there is anything in your nafs, you cut it off. فيكون سماعه بقيوميته مجردا عن التفافه الى نفسه. يعني كيف? يعني what you hear, you cut off all reasons and you're only connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عرفت? You hear by Allah. يعني what you hear, there is nothing from your nafs. واما السماع له, والسماع له, you hear from Allah. Here, what we're talking about? We're talking about what you hear from whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the first one you hear, but you try not to take things for your nafs. You do everything you hear for Allah. That's what he's saying. So you purify your nafs for Allah. The second one, which is تسمعوا for him له أن يجرد النفس في السماع من كل إرادة تزاحم مراد الله منه. يعني you purify your nafs by listening, and you purify yourself from what? From every will, irada. We spoke about it last week, that could compete with the irada of Allah. So your irada will be what? Will combine itself with the irada of Allah. Your will be according to the will of Allah. So when you hear, يعني Allah says, do this, and your nafs want to do that. Before you do the action, it's preceded by what? By will, irada. So you remove this irada, so nothing competes with the irada of Allah inside your heart. Fahimt? The third one, السَّمَاعُ فِيهِ. السَّمَاعُ in Allah. وَهُوَ تَجْرِيدُ مَا لَا يَلِيقُ نِسْبَتُهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ مِنْ وَصْفٍ أَوْ سِمَةٍ أَوْ نَعْ. Here he said, it is to purify what you listen from whatever cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, for example, when you hear ayat mutashabihat. Or you hear, for example, ayat al-sifat, but sometimes you could, يعني الرحمن على العرش استوى. then if anything going to come to your mind that Allah, like His creation, and Allah rose above His throne, and then anything comes to your mind that does not befit Allah, you remove it from your mind. So your listening is for in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever you listen that does not befit Allah, you remove it. Whatever you listen that can bring misconception, that because of your lack of understanding will going to detriment your understanding, you try to remove it, because that's sama' fillah. You only hear, and any misconception you remove it, because you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion is perfect. Here he said, وَأَمَّا السَّمَاعُ مِنْهُ, as for hearing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is مُقَيَّد وَمُطْلَق. This is restricted and absolute. The restricted one is you cannot hear from Allah except through a medium, which is whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one hears from Allah directly. The second one, absolute, this is, it doesn't happen except to a prophet, or it happened to Musa or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now no one speaks to Allah directly. Araft? No one speaks to Allah. It's our hearing, we're not prophet or messengers, our hearing is restricted through a medium, which is whom? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we move to the second definition of sama'ul khasa. وَأَمَّا الْوُقُوفُ عَلَى الْغَايَةِ فِي كُلِّ حِينَ, as for you to stop at the aim in every time, he said, فَهُوَ التَّطَلُّبُ وَالسَّفَرُ إِلَى الْغَايَةِ الْمَقْصُودَةِ بِالْمَسْمُوعِ الَّتِي جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ وَسِيلَةً الَّذِي جُعِلَ وَسِيلَةً إِلَيْهَا وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ سُبْحَانَهُ فَإِنَّهُ غَايَةُ كُلِّ مَطْلَبٍ وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءُ اللَّهِ مَرْمَى وَلَا دُونُهُ مُسْتَقَرٌ. He said here, as for you to stop at every aim, in every heen, in every status and situation, he said, it is for you to migrate with your soul to every aim, every time you listen. Because this is a mean for you to reach to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is, capital H, behind every aim and every seeking that you implement. When you seek something, and that's why he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Najm, indeed, to your Lord is muntaha, the end, the final aim. So when you hear, the aim behind it is pure to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second. The third limb, وَأَمَّا الْخَلَاصُ مِنَ التَّلَذُّذِ بِالتَّفَرُّقِ. He said, and for you to absolve yourself and to remove yourself and purify yourself from the sweetness by divisiveness. What does this mean? He said, فَالتَّفَرُّقْ فِي مَعَانِي الْمَسْمُوعِ. He said, when you listen to different types of matters in the deen, you find the sweetness. He's talking now about the khas. Let me give you an example. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated us in different types of obligations? Salat, siyam, hajj, zakat, all different types of ibadat. Even salat, 3 rak'at, 4 rak'at, qiyamul layl, all of these different ibadat. Why Allah ordered us? Why? Because every ibadah has different ladha. Araf? Every ibadah has different sweetness that you taste. Reading the Quran, the dhikr, you, all of that. And when you experience each ladha from each ibadah, so when you move, you're always moving from something sweet to something sweet. So here Ibn Qayyim said, and وَهَذَا هُوَ الْمَأْلُوفُ فِي الْإِنْتِقَالِ, and this is what is known. That's why people change. Why do you, for example, if your wife to make you kusa every day, or make you masalan steak every day, even though steak is good food, if she every day makes you, I feel it, but I'm getting tapeworm inside my stomach. Stop it. Make us one day vegetable, lubye, beans. You open can of beans, what, you had enough. Because the taladdud goes. There is ladha when you change. when you keep changing, there is love there. And that's why Allah created all different types of food, all different types of fruits, all types of different veggies. So you can find love there, otherwise things will become boring. You see? So even in ibadat, there are different ibadat. But here, he said, "At-khalas min at-taladdud, fat-tafarruq." He said, "فَلْيَتَخَلَّصْ مِنْ لَذَّةِ تَفْرِقَهْ الَّتِي هِيَ حَظَّهُ إِلَى الْجَمْعِيَّةِ عَلَى الْمَسْمُوعِ بِهِ وَلَهُ وَمِنْهُ." He said, he moves from this level of tafarruq. And the main ladha becomes is what? That no matter what ibadah, I'm worshipping Allah. So you focus all these different ibadat, you bring them all together and the sweetness become one sweetness. No matter what ibadah is, there is one sweetness. Which is, he said, إِلَى الْجَمْعِيَّةِ, meaning into the gathering, عَلَى الْمَسْمُوعِ, what you hear, for him, and to him, and from him. So what happened is, all the ibadat become one flavor for you. And here, it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. But you're not layman. The layman, he will find the sweetness in every different ibadah. But when you become from the khasa, then the one sweetness that combined everything for you is what? That you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it all becomes to you as one. And the importance of it and the ladha of it becomes as one. So I have the ladha as long as I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third khasatul khasa, the specific of the specific, he said, سَمَاعٌ يَنْفِي الْعِلَلْ عَنِ الْكَشْفِ. Now, this, when it comes little tense, and I always struggle with this one. Sama', hearing, removes the ilal, the ills, from the kashf. He said kashf, in this specific meaning, Ibn al-Qayyim said, هُوَ مُكَافَحَةُ الْقَلْبِ لِحَقِيقَةِ الْمَسْمُوعِ. It is for you to struggle with your heart to find the reality of what you are hearing. And the two things that can stop you, he said, الشُبْهَ الَّتِي تَنْتَفِي بِهَذِهِ الْمُكَافَحَةِ نعم فَلَا تَبْقَى مَعَهَا شُبْهَ فَهَذَا عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ. He said, the misconception that could come, that's the first ill, that it stops this مُكَافَحَة, this struggle, until you reach to the reality of what you're hearing. But if it doesn't exist, and you remove this ill, then what you hear, becomes like Aynul Yaqeen. So when you hear about Jannah, as if the Jannah in front of you. When you hear about the fire, Jesus is there. Who can get there? It's impossible. Yani, it's not impossible because some have reached that level. But what I'm saying is so difficult. Where everything becomes Aynul Yaqeen. Sah. And we gave example when we spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى. He wants to see. But the hearing, it reaches a level in khasat al-khasa, it turns, because naturally what we, when we hear, we imagine. صح? And then we absorb it. But this becomes like a reality visualized in front of you. وقع الكلام, the strike of the words, so strong in your heart, there is no minute misconception that will stop you from seeing it as if it is right there in front of you. Fahim? He said the second ill, نفي الوصائط بين السامع والمسموع, to remove all the mediums between السامع, between what you hear and the material that you are listening to. فَيَغْيِبُ بِمَسْمُوعِهِ عَنْهَا وَيَفْنَى عَنْ شُهُودِهِ وَيَفْنَى عَنْ شُهُودِهِ بِحَيْثُ. Yani what he's saying here, he's saying the second ill is, you don't focus on the medium between you and the masmu'. It becomes you and what Allah said direct. So whatever medium is in between is removed. It's not the Shaykh anymore. It's not Abdul Basit anymore. It's not the lecture anymore. It's you and the words. As if this medium doesn't exist anymore. And it is Allah who's guiding you. And you dissolve with these words. You and these words become one. It's a very hard, you see, it's just very hard to imagine that level. Araft? So it's not, I am going to listen to this Shaykh. I am, you know, I am this medium, yafna, it dissolve. Araft? It's what Allah said in you. And there is nothing in between. Araft? Here he said, this is the first one. So you remove this ilal, so the mukafaha starts. The mukafaha starts. The struggle starts until you visualize the reality of what you're hearing. Yani, I can give you an example. We all hear now, some brothers do, and we've seen it probably on YouTube, that they go inside the grave. They sleep for a minute inside the grave. And they start giving the lecture and talk. And of course, we always, some people try to find a new innovations. Yani, I'm not saying innovation as bid'ah. No, I'm saying innovation. Yani, invent new ideas in da'wah to strike awe and reminder in the hearts. But when someone inside, if you put yourself, it's actually you started to visualize even though you're on this earth. You meant to be this reality of being in the grave and questions by the angels, it becomes as if you are doing it now. And the reaction that has in your heart as if it is happening to you now. How that gonna happen, don't ask me, because extremely difficult. He said, وَيَصِلُ الْأَبَدْ إِلَى الْأَزَلِ. I'm not going to go into the debate here. Al-Abad is internal ila al-azal, which is everlasting. For you to connect them, two of them, the one following the other. So both two limbs, I'm going to explain them as one. وَيَرُدُّ النِّهَيَاتِ إِلَى الْأَوَّلِ. And he will refer the ends to the beginning. What does it mean? Here Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, said, this means whatever has happened previous you in your life, and whatever is happening in your life, you always return it to whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the affairs that you see that happening in your life, you return it to the knowledge and to the hikmah and the ruling and the judgment of Allah. And then you would understand that whatever happens now or later or the end, it goes back to the one, al-awwal. Huh? So the end of things go back to whom? To the first. The first is whom? Al-awwalu, al-akhir. So the beginning, the ends goes back to whom? To the first always. So whatever happens and happened and is happening, in everything you experience and you see, you hear, happens, it goes back to whom? To the awwal, which is whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why here he said, وَكَانَ مَا كَانُ وَيَكُونُ آخِرًا فَمَرْدُودُ إِلَى سَابِقِ عِلْمِهِ وَحُكْمِهِ وَالنِّهَايَاتِ إِلَى الْأَوَّلِ. يعني everything that happens and happened, it goes back to him. So النهاية, the end, goes back to the beginning, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we have finished manzilat sama' and we continue after Hajj insha'Allah. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.